The expressed views of the guests on this podcast are theirs alone and not necessarily endorsed by the host, TWBC, or any associated sponsor. Conversations that are robust yet balanced, on point and to the point. You are listening to The Talk of Tournament Water Ski. This is the TWBC podcast. And now, here's your host, Tony Lightfoot.
Well, greetings one and all, and welcome to this latest edition of the TWBC podcast. Great to have you on board, and great to have your support. Apologies straight away. I wasn't able to get a podcast episode last week, but I will attempt to rectify that with some more podcast episodes, at least a couple more before we go into the Junior World Championships, which will take place starting off on Wednesday. And when it comes to talking to an individual who has been well celebrated in Argentina in World Championship competition, who better to talk to than Javier Julio, who was the 2009 World Water Ski Championships. So great to have you on board.
Hey Tony, how are you? Yeah, good to be here.
Good to be here. Good to see you. So your capacity here isn't so much with the Argentines, although you've had a lot of success with the Argentine team. But I see you there with your polo shirt, and you're training the Paraguayans. Yeah.
Yes. That's what I do these days. I helped developing the water skiing in Paraguay in the last 2 years, and I'm actually the coach of the team from Paraguay. Of course, I did, and I'm still doing a lot for Argentina and my country. It's my skiers, and I'm always around and helping, and so proud to have this tournament in my land. You know, I did travel. You know me. I did travel all around the world all my life, and to have a world championships in Argentina is definitely a dream come true.
Yes, indeed, and yeah, you hinted upon the distinction that this is the very first time that that Argentina has hosted a championship of this kind of caliber. Now, with that in mind, they're obviously wanting to put a good show in at this event, and they've got some great skiers. So maybe you can tell us a little bit about who we should be looking out for so far as the Argentines are concerned.
Oh yeah, definitely. You gotta look for Bautista Ahumada. Oh, he's the strongest skier in the team, and definitely one of the best skiers in the world today in this category. He won Masters, he won Mumba also, and he's in good shape in both of his events, which are slalom and tricks. So you better be looking on him, and also keeping the fingers crossed for him. So he'll do good.
Any other competitors that you see in that we need to be looking out for? I mean, you mentioned Bautista Ahumada. I mean, this is a competition that only happens once every couple of years, you know. So I mean, it's definitely a pressure situation for a lot of these competitions, and for many it's their last chance to step on the medal placement. So who do you see that could be making an impact with this event?
Well, definitely in Bautista's case, this is his last Junior Worlds, so, and he's in his home side, so there's going to be a lot of pressure there. We also have, I want to mention, Sara Gramatica, an unbelievable slalom skiers in girls slalom, and also Isabella in girls jump. So Argentina is in a strong position to get in the map once again. So that's great. Then the competition, I don't really know the names, and I'm so sorry. There's a slalom. Slalom field is going to be fun. You know, slalom is always amazing. There's always good slalom skiers in the field. And there's a guy kid from Greece who is in really good shape. We have Scott Ellis' son.
Brad Ellis.
Brad Ellis for the jump event. And I mean, it's going to be an amazing tournament. And, you know, Tony, what we have at Junior Worlds, we have the future of our sport. This is the future right here. These kids are just Some are the ones that are their last tournament, but then you also have 13-year-old kids. You have 10-year-old kids in some teams. So this is the future, and that's what really makes me proud, right?
Yeah, I noticed quite a few of the top competitors. I mean, Ella Gay, who just arrived a few minutes ago here at this competition. Harley Costa from Great Britain will be looking to make a good show out there, especially in the jump event. And you know,
Lexi Abelson.
What
are we talking about?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, she comes into this event having won.
Exactly.
So
when I'm saying, sorry to interrupt you, when I'm saying this is a future, it is, and it's amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're here at a great, great facility right here at the Humado facility. No, this is the first time that I've been this far south, any further south, and I'll be in Ushuaia, I guess. But
no, you still have a long way to go to get there. Oh, yeah, trust me, a long way to go to still go in the south.
But let's talk about the facility right here. I mean, we're looking over the lake right now. Beautiful, crystal clear water. They've got the Malibu boats, the Response TXI. That's making its first appearance.
It's a big change for the sport. The first time we're gonna have the Malibu boats at Worlds with a new IWWF contract. So everyone is excited. The boats they made it on time. They're working fine. So as you can see, we're running official practice. The boat is going down the lake. And like you can see, I mean, it's an amazing man-made lake, no backwash at all. We're doing official practice right now. I've just been in the boat. We're waiting for 35 seconds at the end, and there's no backwash at all. We have a beam and jump. Everything is right for the athlete.
Yeah, they've definitely done their homework so far as being able to create the best setting possible, especially for the slalom event.
Exactly.
Because any little ripple out there could prove to be quite challenging for a lot of other events. But I mean, the Malibu out there. I mean, first time that they've been a part of the IWWF package for the World Championships, and it will be a relatively first time for a lot of skiers competing with the Malibu. I mean,
yeah.
And from what I've seen so far, they've seemed to have taken a really, really strong liking to this boat.
Oh yeah, definitely. Like an example is my skier from Paraguay. He never skied behind a Malibu, and never, first time. And he was asking me, we practiced last night under the lights, and he asked me, hey, how's the boat? How's the wake? And I told him, relax, it's all good. It's a brand new boat. It's just perfect.
A few of them are a little bit jittery, you know. I mean,
get a little mental, right?
Yeah, exactly. Any little disruption, could spell something a little bit out of the ordinary. But so far, so good. So let's go onto the more broad scan. How best to say this, Argentina, in the broad context of what Argentina is all about, I mean they're really coming out competition, we've got a lot of support from folks from Cordoba, Cordoba City, and governmental organizations. They've gone behind this event, So I mean, this is really, really a good opportunity for those folks to really stay at the stage, and maybe, just maybe, in maybe a couple of years' time, they could be hosting the big event.
Why not? Yeah, and give me a second to really thanks the Ahumada family. which they are the organizers of this big event. I mean, thanks to them, and like you said, all the little contacts with different people in the government here in Villa Dolores, this is where we are. Let me say that we are not in Buenos Aires. Buenos Aires is the big city.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's where everything is. It's easier, right? But
how many people reside in Buenos Aires, just to give us
Buenos
an idea?
Buenos Aires, we have with the city and the surrounders, it's like 12 million. It's a big city. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
And here is super little. And when you are little, it's like you know each other. You know what I'm saying? In Buenos Aires, you probably, to get to talk with the government is a lot harder than when you're here in Villa Dolores, in a smaller city, because everybody like know each other. So they like I said, they did an amazing job, and I'm so excited. It's gonna be a week of a lot of stuff, of fun for the kids. We're gonna be bands playing music and ski shows. It's gonna be interesting, definitely. Something different in Argentina and huge. So they did an amazing job, and I mean, we gotta thank them.
Yeah, so we're here in Argentina. I mean, first time I've been to anywhere in Argentina, yeah. You know, and places tend to be rather distant and rather it takes a rather long time to get from one place, you know, from Buenos Aires to Cordoba, you know.
It's a big country.
If you look
at the map, it's huge. We are almost 50 million.
50 million people.
The people in the whole country. It's a big country. Of course, it's not like Brazil, which is massive. But, I mean, after Brazil, we are the biggest country in South America.
Yeah, indeed, and I certainly look forward to exploring a little bit of Argentina before I leave within the next few days. But let's not gloss over the fact that this is going to be an absolutely scintillating event, you know, and I'm sure that everyone is going to be trying to practice, you know, and trying to get everything dialed in. We're in the first day of official familiarization. We have another day tomorrow on Tuesday to get that done. So
Wednesday the show starts.
Yes, absolutely. And I certainly look forward to that. But as I was trying to allude to in a few minutes ago, try and give us a real true essence of what Argentina is about, you know, because it's a country that has a storied history, and you know, I mean, try and sell us a little bit on Argentina, and you know, and what makes Argentina Argentina.
Wow, that's a good question. I mean, Argentina. I don't want to talk about politics. I'm not good at that. But Argentina is definitely going through a big change, huge. From the mentality, they're finally starting to open to the world, and actually not open to the world, let the others comes in. I mean, we're going through a new government, which is completely different than all our history, that what we had for the last 40 years. So there's a big change in that perspective. But then Argentina is as you're realizing right now, it's different. I mean, our south south is beautiful with all the glaciers. And there's some, I was talking to some Mexicans that after the tournament, they're going south to visit the glaciers.
Uh-huh.
And we also have the Iguazu Falls in the north, which are incredible. So, and we have Mendoza, which is in the Patagonia with all with all our wines and I just lost the word. Anyways, you know the Patagonia. You've been there in Chile, right?
Yeah, I've been. I haven't gone any further south than Santiago.
Okay, but you heard about Patagonia, right?
Yes, of course.
Okay, the Patagonia, as you can see on a map, you have Chile on the left, Argentina on the right, and it's kind of the same, and it's beautiful. The Chilean part and the Argentinian part, all the south is a different world. It's incredible. So it's a country that whenever you visit, people that never came, they got wow. For example, you know me, my best fella and friend Cory Picos.
Of course.
And he got to be in Argentina once, and he couldn't believe it. he was walking in Buenos Aires in the street 9th of July, and he's like, Javi, what's all this about? You know what I'm saying? It's like, he was like, never thought he was gonna get so impressed. So it's a country you gotta put in your list to visit once, for sure.
Indeed. And what about the food? I mean, the barbecue.
Oh, it's good, isn't it?
Try and give us a sense of what that is like, you know, because I mean, I've seen scenes of people like cooking up some like world class barbecue, you know, and
we don't call it barbecue, we call it asado.
Asado.
It's
okay.
The same, but the what's different is the way you cook it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the barbecue in the U.S., you have propane, right?
Yes.
Here is like you light on goods, and that's what cooks the meat. So it's just different, and you know, it's such a big country, big farm. We have cows everywhere, so you're not gonna run out of meat here.
No, you're definitely not gonna go hungry in this part of the world, certainly. So, let's try and wrap up this podcast a little bit by seeing who we can predict and who could excel in this tournament. Okay, so let's start off with men's slalom. I mean, you've got some good protagonists there.
So. I would like to have the list, Tony. I'm so sorry. I'm getting so old that I'm starting to lose the track on the newcomers and the names of or the skiers that are.
Yeah, I have trouble with that as well. You know,
what I'm saying? It's like, oh, that's telling me, oh, Javi, you're getting old, fella. But anyways, I really have all my money in Bautista. Not only because, I mean, he's the great athlete, but I have my money and my soul and all my love for him. So I hope he can do well in tricks and slalom. Then on the jump event, I know Brett is here, and I don't know who other good jumpers are. Then in women's slalom, the girl from Argentina, Sarah, I think she can place.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, Junior Worlds is always one that you don't know is there, and it's a tournament to wait, to see surprises, and to enjoy, as I said again, and I said it one more time, our future, right?
Indeed, certainly. So with that, we'll put a button on this episode of the TWBC podcast, the first of many editions here in this part of the world, in Argentina, for the IWWF World U17 World Water Ski Championships, pulled by the Malibu Response TXI. Before we put a button on this, is there anything you want to say, anything you want to contribute before we close this out?
I said before, I just want all the athletes to have fun. To ski their best, to enjoy Argentina, to enjoy Cordoba, to enjoy this amazing man-made lake, which, trust me, I know the family, and you know how long it took them to, since they dug the lake until there was water here?
How long?
10 years.
10 years, oh my word.
That's and you know what can happen in 10 years. So what you see right now, there was a big, big effort of the Ahumada family behind. So if you get Tony to talk to them or whatever, just show them the appreciation to have us here and nothing. Like I said again, let's wait for an amazing job. Let's wish the best for the athlete, and the better one who wins will be the world champion.
Indeed. We look forward to that. And that concludes this episode of the TWBC podcast. So until next time, it is ciao for now.
Thank you for listening to the TWBC podcast. Be sure to check out our website at waterskibroadcasting.com. Links to our presence on major social media platforms can be found there, as well as updates to our webcast and this podcast. Duplication or rebroadcasting of this broadcast without written consent of TWBC is prohibited. Subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform, and be sure to join us next time for the next edition of the TWBC podcast.